Welcome back, everybody. Can't believe we're already here. End of the day. We got Dom Salvia coming up next right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I wanted to talk about Donald Trump ending, for all intents and purposes, the voice of America. This happened over the weekend. He signed an executive order, dismantled a bunch of federal agencies, including the agency that oversees Voice of America, as well as Radio Free Europe, Radio Free Asia. It's pretty shocking. And I get Charlie Sykes's Substack, and he quoted Edward R. Murrow in response to this, and he reminded us that Edward R. Murrow said this, one of our nation's most revered broadcasters, that a nation of sheep will beget a government of wolves. And if you have never heard of the Voice of America, Radio Free Europe or Asia or all any of these things, as well as Radio Liberty, this organization has an annual budget of $270 million. It has more than 2,000 employees. But here's why. It broadcasts in 49 languages across the world and has a weekly estimated audience of more than 361 million people. More people than live in the United States of America. In effect, the cuts have ended Voice of America, Radio Free Europe, Radio Free Asia, and Radio Liberty. Michael Abramowitz, the director of Voice of America, wrote this on social media. VOA promotes freedom and democracy around the world by telling America's story and providing objective and balanced news and information, especially for those living under tyranny. He added this, for more than 80 years, Voice of America has been a priceless asset for the United States, playing an essential role in the fight against communism, fascism, and oppression, and in the fight for freedom and democracy around the world. Millions of people, hundreds of millions of people every week tune in. And millions of people for the last 83 years have been doing just that. Going to the Voice of America, going to Radio Free Asia, Radio Free Europe for objective coverage as a reliable information source, sometimes about what's happening in their very own countries. During the Cold War, ask your grandparents if you had relatives that were still in Europe through these decades in the Cold War, leading up to the fall of the former Soviet Union in 1988 into 1989. Ask them if they listened to Radio Free Europe. They did. I nearly promise you that. Radio Free Europe and these broadcast outlets are amongst the things, the catalysts that helped people in the former Soviet Union oppose that regime. It has inspired dissident movements to fight autocrats and dictators across the world. Charlie Sykes shared in his Substack that his own parents were among the many Soviet citizens from that period of time who clandestinely listened to Voice of America broadcasts and Radio Free Europe broadcasts, and that helped solidify their opposition to the Soviet regime, to that dictatorship. And of course, unsurprisingly, who was celebrating the end of Radio Free Asia, Radio Free Europe, Liberty Radio, and Voice of America? Ah, yes. Russian propagandists and Chinese propagandists. As the Russian opposition leader Vladimir Kara-Murza put it, this move by the Trump administration is, quote, one more champagne bottle opened in the Kremlin. It further estranges the Trump administration from our Western allies, from other liberal democracies, and aligns us and Donald Trump ever more with despots and autocrats like Putin and oppressive regimes like Xi Jinping in China. Of course, here's from China, the Global Times, which is a Communist Party newspaper, denounced Voice of America as a, quote, frontline propaganda tool in a lie factory. Quote, almost every malicious falsehood about China has VOA's fingerprints all over it. Lovely. One bit of a silver lining. You know who Trump appointed to lead Voice of America and now is apparently out of a job? Carrie Lake. So one small silver lining on that cloud. Yes, karma is sometimes, you know, we'll go with Schadenfreude. Little Schadenfreude for Carrie Lake. She's apparently out of a job. That's going to do it for me today. I'll be back tomorrow. You got Dom Salvia up next. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a good afternoon. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together.